It's a story that you...
to sync up the audio and the footage. We have so much going on right now. We have so much that we could talk about.
Really?
I think so. What did we do all day yesterday? What did we do the day before? What's happening this week? I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah, okay.
Saki's in the video.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Counter Culture Podcast. As I dig in my ear to grab wax, that's probably going to fall out soon. How are you, babe?
That's really great to put on the internet.
I have this problem with wax, like where my ears build up so much that I get bad tinnitus and I go deaf sometimes because I just get so much wax. The doctor said that it's basically a superpower.
No one told you that?
Yeah, he did. So anyway, how are you? It's early. We decided to actually like do this podcast on a Monday at 9:52 in the morning.
It's not that early.
It's not that early,
it's
but
mid-morning,
like
morning according to Tristan.
That's true, Tristan, you bozo. But compared to when we normally do a podcast, this is early.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we never do it this early.
Way earlier.
I feel like we have a lot of updates that happen in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I last night uploaded our I have so much phlegm in my throat. Last night, I uploaded our internal podcast that happened last week at about 1:35 in the morning, our time. But I count it as still two podcasts in a week because Western time is 2 hours behind. So it still counts. And I was able to upload our... I don't know how I did this in this haze that I was in, but I was like completely knocked out and I felt like I wasn't in real life. And then I posted our Instagram reel because I'm trying to do one Instagram reel a day. I've kept that up for a long time. I've missed one day. And I was able to do all this last night, 1:35 in the morning, while on natural acid.
What's natural acid?
When you're like still in a dream state.
Oh.
You know, because you hallucinate.
We were so tired, we didn't even take our favorite sleep supplement.
Third Z.
That's how tired we were. And not intentionally, we just both fell asleep.
Yeah, but I did notice last night I had a harder time falling back asleep.
No, this is what, same.
Back asleep.
I woke up at 5:20 this morning and was like, I can't fall back asleep. And that's like not happened to me ever.
Yeah.
In the last like couple of weeks. It really doesn't happen to me ever. So, and that's actually the moment when I realized, oh my God, we fell asleep and didn't take Third Z.
Yeah, Third Z works. So if you want Third Z, description. We have our link, our affiliate link in the description below. Anyway, she's wearing a crew neck from Third Z too. And on the back, we didn't even realize like what this was, but it says sleep your way to the top on the back of her crew neck. And I decided to wear it to the skate park last week, which we'll talk about my new goals of becoming a professional skateboarder again in my quarter life crisis. But
quarter life.
Yeah, dude, I'm 25.
You're not going to live to be 120.
Yeah, it will. No. Why would I not? I'm the healthiest person you know. So on the back, it says sleep to the top, right?
Sleep your way to the top.
I decided to wear this to the skate park last week. And then mid skating, I realized sleep your way to the top. Like I realized what the joke was. Yeah, it was funny.
I did not get it either.
At least skate parks. Huh?
I didn't get it either until you told me.
At least skate parks are like breeding grounds for like degeneracy and not.
I mean, I don't think it's degenerate. I just think it's clever.
Yeah, it is clever. It is. So.
And it's true. Sleep is the best form.
Of getting to the top.
Of getting to the top.
Yeah. For sure. So even in the corporate world.
I guess.
So as you can see, we're in a new studio spot. We're in a new spot. My gym is officially closing down in a week and a half. Every single podcast that we've done, we've talked about the gym closing.
So what are we going to talk about when it's closed?
I don't want to like continue talking about it, but because we're at the finish line, That's the only reason why I'm talking about it right now, and it's going to be super short. But we brought the couch home. We also brought a bunch of stuff to the garage and to the shed. We now have a gym home. Thank you, Allie and Colton Mertens, for that nickname, because they call...
I believe they trademarked it.
Yeah, they probably trademarked that. So, TM, and every time that we say it, we're going to give them credit or pay them $5 or something. But... yeah, so we have a gym home. Our garage is now our cardio space with our runner. One of the Echo bikes that we have out of the three is in there right now. We have one of the ski ergs out of the two. The other one's in the shed. And then one of the rowers out of the three that we're keeping.
C2 bike is still at the gym, but that's coming.
C2 bike is, yeah. So I still obviously have to keep stuff at the gym, which is kind of annoying, because now that I'm a weekend, like, I'm a very, like, I want this now type of person.
Oh, we know.
Yeah. And so because we're a week and a half away, I'm like, why can't we just bring it all home?
I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to have everything home, but I think, like,
well, I know why we
planned
can't
out.
Do it.
We got the dry erase calendar and we planned out exactly when we're transitioning to training at home versus another gym. And how long, when you're going to transition to training your kids at the new gym and all that, or versus potentially giving them a week off. I don't know what you decided on that.
I haven't decided, because I've already had parents texting me about next week.
Why? What are they asking?
Schedule wise.
I think you should just keep training them at Kirk's.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. I don't know if it's going to be at Kirk's. It might be here, to be honest.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because if we're bringing everything here, we'll talk about that
on
camera. It might be, but if it's 50s, nobody's gonna have a big deal.
I wouldn't count on that.
I'm not counting on it. I'm saying if.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I don't want to talk about why specifically on camera.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't care. I don't want to pay extra money. So like. And Kirk would deserve the money if I came up a week early, but I don't want to pay the extra money. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you just, the rig. You should have left my squat rack there.
For 30 people?
30?
I have almost 30 clients in person.
But they're not all there at the same time.
The smallest amount that I've had at one time right now is 5.
Huh?
Yeah.
I had 2 kids only the other day at one time.
That was a rarity. That was a rarity. That was because their parents requested coming 30 minutes late.
Oh.
Yeah. Or no. The 3 before requested coming 30 minutes early for that day because they had baseball practice. Mm. Regardless, whatever. We don't mean to bore you guys with the details of the gym and the business stuff. So, yeah, gym is closing up. Week and a half. Everything's going to be out pretty much by this week. Yeah, you got anything to say about that?
Oh.
The relief is
I mean, it's definitely relieving, but probably not until after this week is over, because it's going to be a lot of work. It already has been. But it's also making me feel better because we're cleaning our house. Although, if you could see behind the camera, you would think otherwise.
Yeah.
But
most everything is organized now. This room that we're in, which is a studio room, is going to be the kids' like hangout area. We put our kids don't really watch a lot of TV. Not a lot compared to other children.
I mean, maybe compared to other children, but they like TV a lot.
They like TV a lot. That doesn't mean that they watch a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. compared to other kids.
I think they
kids,
watch more than I'd like them to.
That's for certain, for sure. But I would like them to have 0 minutes on the TV.
Well,
so,
Yeah,
but they watch far less TV than other kids do. I can assure you that. And they watch, or they play their iPads or whatever. They don't have iPads, but they have Amazon whatever. They're on those far, far less than other kids are. Like, they're like a nickname now for kids is iPad kids.
We had to take those iPads away for
quite a while.
We
took them away for a week, and you know what the funny thing is? That they didn't even ask.
No, well, we made it clear that they weren't getting them.
Yeah, but they did not ask, because I said that neither of them were going to get it until they came back from their other parents' house. Mm-hmm. And they didn't ask once.
Yeah, that's true.
That entire time. So I think part of that, though, is just keeping them occupied with other stuff.
They have plenty of other stuff.
Yeah. But anyways, this area that you see now is going to be like our recording area for podcasts, but also the kids' playroom. It was the kids' playroom already, but we're outfitting it more. We mounted a TV. My dad mounted a TV on the wall in here, which is really cool. And then our house is going to be a compound.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's just like going to be.
I'm really excited.
I am too. It's going to be the coolest thing ever. We have this up here, which is going to look super cool because we'll probably put some stuff on the walls for them too, like those purple lights that you guys saw before. If you watch this on video format, if you're listening, we have these like purple LED lights that we put on the walls just to have like backlighting. We're going to put that up here, and then we're going to put a table. We're going to have it organized for the kids and maybe put some like posters or something. I don't know. Maybe. But
when all the dog poop is cleaned up in the backyard, you should do a home tour vlog.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do it. So I'm posting vlogs on here too. I'm getting so distracted. This coffee, Paper Street Coffee, use code CXC for 20% off. But it has got me buzzing right now. We're going to have this upper area for recording the podcast, and we're going to use the sunroom for recording podcasts too, depending on how we're feeling that day.
And the weather.
Yeah, and the weather. And plus, this is also going to be the kids' sunroom. Downstairs, we finally got our sauna plugged in, which we've had for almost a year. We got it plugged in. I did some wiring myself. I got the controller plugged in by myself and the temperature gauge thing, the temperature sensor.
This is a Sisu sauna.
Sisu sauna. We're not sponsored by them.
No.
But we would love to be. I don't even know how you would get sponsored by a sauna company. That'd be pretty sick, though, if they just gave us, like, for every 10 people that bought a sauna from our code, if we got a sauna and we got to just, like, give it to people, that'd be really cool.
That would be cool. Yeah, because we have a very, very, very nice sauna that was gifted to us.
Yeah, I want to, not gifted to us, we want it in a giveaway. But I would love.
Yeah, we did work hard for that giveaway.
We did. I chipped ice in like.
For like an hour and a half.
In 15 degree weather in chanclas for an hour and a half.
You did chanclas that day?
I think so. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. I did it that one day that we did the.
I don't know why I'm questioning that.
The polar plunge. Yeah. So for like an hour and a half, I chipped away ice on a lake. In 15
degree
weather.
If you go to my
weather.
Instagram, my personal Instagram, you can see the video.
It's Faudy, FAUDEYYY, or something like that.
Yes.
And so anyway, we're getting so off topic, but we have the sauna downstairs. We have two cold plunges of a company that I'm not going to name, and then what?
God.
I kind of want to air some stuff out. No, I think it would be good for content and good for video. She's cringing right now.
Please don't.
I'm not a man of God, so I'm not going to talk crap about people. But let's just say a company, you know, not everybody that you see on the internet and companies that you see on the internet are as they seem. Let's just say that. So we have the two cold plunges outside. Our yard, we're going to put a mini ramp in it, a mini pipe eventually.
That's news to me.
Yeah, when
he thinks he's going to put an outdoor rig, a mini ramp.
We are putting an outdoor rig. We are. We have to. We don't have anywhere to do ring muscle-ups and stuff and bar muscle-ups. Anyways, we have the garage is where our cardio stuff is at right now. And then the shed is where we have like all of our weightlifting stuff and where we'll put the dumbbells and the plates and the barbells and stuff like that. It's just going to be a really cool space. Like our house is going to be, we'll never have to leave here. And not that we don't want to like go socialize or anything like that, because we're going to have a gym membership and like, you know, obviously.
Eventually. Right now it's too cold, really too cold to work out in the garage, although I have to do it today.
Yeah. But we're going to outfit this house. We're going to have everything that we could ever need. It's just really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have food too, I think.
Meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Butcher box.
Butcher box, we need that sponsorship. Trust me, we need that sponsorship. We go through so much meat, it's insane. But yeah, I'm really excited for how things are turning out, where things are going. And then I will be renting space from another gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's cool.
Which will probably work out there too.
Yeah.
When it's cold and...
It's not going to be cold for much longer. The groundhog said
that
spring is coming early.
Where we live, it could snow in like April, May. So.
Yeah, but the groundhog said that spring is coming.
Okay.
Soon.
Okay.
So.
I mean, it is trending in the right direction.
It is. Tomorrow it's going to be like 48. Next day is going to be like 50.
We're going to have 50s gonna be like this 50. Week for sure. There was 60s in the forecast, but it's gone now.
Yeah.
So.
There was.
We'll see.
Yeah. What else did I want to talk about today? There was something else that I wanted to talk about. What do you got? You got anything? You got any updates? How's business?
Business is fine. Good.
When are we getting you out of the hospital?
I don't know. John.
Please help.
John, when am I leaving the hospital? Actually, I've asked him and he's told me numerous times. So.
Yeah.
No, there's really no update. I'm part-time, which helps. So I just worked my week on, which is 5 days of the week. And then now this whole week, Monday through next Sunday, I'm off, although I am working Sunday and every Sunday for the next 4 weeks. So yeah. I have the ability to switch around some days at work because of just the way our schedule is. And unfortunately, one of my coworkers and good friends is leaving. I think this is probably her last week there, actually.
Who?
Chelsea.
This is her last week?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And she's in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, good point. She might have used some PTO. I don't know. But anyway, so I have really some nice flexibility in the schedule, although I hate being flexible in my schedule because I like having a set schedule because we have days with our kids. It's just easier for me to not work when we have them. But we travel so much. I don't have unlimited PTO, so I have to arrange my schedule that way.
She has to save it and keep it.
So that's why I'm working every Sunday for the next 4 weeks, I think. But including yesterday. Did I work Sunday before? I don't think so. But anyway, it's easy to work on Sunday, so I'm not that mad about it. But we're traveling again in less than a month.
Yeah, we talked about that in the last one.
And then
that's going to be cool.
We have plans to travel in April, or I mean tentative plans. We don't have solidified plans, but I think that we should probably do that.
We should book.
And then I guess May we're deciding about semifinals or whatever the plan is with that.
I think we'll probably do that. We need to get out to California. Bad, because we have some people out there that we need to talk to.
California's so big though. There's no good place to like just go and
we're renting a car.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
It's like hours and hours and hours plus traffic.
Yeah. Maybe flying in the state.
I don't know.
From city to city.
And then June, I don't know if we have anything in June yet.
Yeah. I hope we have
something
off.
Will come off.
I hope we have off for June. Traveling, like people sexualize traveling so much. They're like, I love traveling. I love going places. It's like, yeah, because you only get on a plane every like 5 months that you love doing that. Traveling sucks.
Yeah,
dude.
It's hard.
Getting like.
And it's expensive.
Yeah. Being in the place is amazing. Like being in Nashville will be awesome. But getting there is the worst.
Well, this isn't going to be bad because we have a direct flight and it's like an hour. So yeah. That'll be easy.
Well, no. I mean, just in general.
The way home will not be.
In general, traveling is terrible. Like getting to your destination is so bad. And when you have to do it as frequently as we do, like it just completely skews your look on how traveling is. Being in the city, being in the other place. Always good.
But
always
we should
fine.
Be very clear that the last, like, all of the last times, like, we have not had any issues with traveling, like, delays or canceled flights or anything like that in, like, a year and a half.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it, like, any work better. Well, it makes it better. It makes it better. But still, getting on a plane and, like, having to wait for your luggage and then, like, getting a, what's it called, a car or, like, Uber, like, all that stuff adds up. It's really annoying.
Oh, yeah. I know.
That stuff's not fun.
January really took it out of me, at least, for sure. All of our travel in January.
Well, yeah, but part of that was because we got sick, too.
I know, but we got sick because we traveled.
Yeah, getting sick while traveling is just the worst, too. So I don't know. I think that people over sexualize traveling, and a lot of people that I know are like, gosh, I wish I could travel as much as you and stuff. And it's like, no, you don't.
No,
you don't.
And the other thing that makes it way worse for us is we have kids.
Yeah.
So it's coordinating with their other parents, which are thankfully very, very flexible, and mm-hmm. we get along very well with them. But then it's just like sucking it up and being away from them. Like, I do not like changing our childcare schedule.
Yeah.
It just is really stressful. And then like not seeing them for a long time sucks.
Yeah. I think the last part too is people say the travel thing, that they love it. But everyone that I know who travels a lot for work, even if they get to see the cities and stuff, they always say the same thing, yeah. that they would rather be home. Yeah, they prefer being home. Anyways, speaking of Sundays, because you said a couple minutes ago that you're doing something every Sunday.
I'm working at the hospital every Sunday.
That's crazy because
like 4 weeks.
That's crazy because me too. I get to skateboard every Sunday now.
Sweet.
Because Caden is signed up for skate lessons, which is sick.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about dating an almost professional skateboarder? Me. That's me.
So.
That's me. I'm an almost professional skateboarder.
You're not even close. You're a grandpa skateboarder.
I'm at a weird point in my life where I want to do all the things that like I love to do. So like I have always loved skateboarding. It's always been a part of me. And now I have a reason to go skateboard. Before, I couldn't justify just like going and hopping on a board and, you know, going to a skate park or whatever, because I have like work to do and stuff. But now I have my son who like likes to skateboard. And so I signed him up for skateboard lessons. So I have a justification to go to the skate park.
And you're going to have to bring Izzy on her scooter too.
That's fine. I don't care about that. I would love for both of them to like end up in skate parks.
Maybe you should bring the razor for her instead. Or don't you think she's ready for that?
Caden was riding a razor at like 3. I'm sure she would know how to do it. She'd pick it up.
I just feel like that blue and orange one is so stiff. Like, it doesn't turn.
I just don't know about a 4-year-old girl on a scooter at an indoor skate park in winter at noon. Like, I'm probably going to have to bring my mom with, because it's there's no open space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll figure it out.
You're going to have to figure it out, Daddy.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I don't care. I don't mind. I think that skate parks are like, dude, I learned so many lessons from skateboarding growing up. I'm not even kidding you. Skateboarding was one of the best things I think could have ever happened in my life, because you fail so many times on a skateboard. You fall so many times on a skateboard. And if you want to get good at it, you have to get back up. There's no complaining. There's no, I'm going to push this off till later. And it's one of those things that I think really developed this competitive mindset in me, not just against other people, because I was skating in groups of people all the time, but also in myself, like competing against myself, learning how to have the resilience to like, if you missed a tray flip or missed a kick flip or like, or fell off of a big set of stairs or ledge, like you're like, I have to get up. I have no choice. If I want to learn this, I have to keep doing it. So for me, it's been really cool, because Caden had one nasty spill his first day, and I could see in his face, like he wanted to give it a go again, but he also wanted to like not, he wanted to push it away. I was like, hey, this is going to happen during skateboarding, and this is how you learn. If you want to get good at it, you're going to keep falling. And that's part of the process. And so I'm so pumped to see how much it develops his character and how much it develops him as a person, because for me, for sure, it was an integral part of who I am today.
Yeah, I had that with snowboarding.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Same thing. Just, I fell a lot, but I learned to get back up and
try again. Yeah. I think that's it's crazy, because you could say the same thing about lifting and CrossFit and all that, but it's not the same thing, you know, because with CrossFit, there's like certain barriers to entry. Like, you have to be strong enough to pick up a certain weight, which means you have to train to that part, right? Mm-hmm. You have to train to get there. With skateboarding, it's a matter of developing skill, and sometimes completely it's out of your control. and snowboarding too. It's out of your control sometimes. If like you could be skilled enough and have the technique enough to like land a backflip on a snowboard, but some things are just out of your control. There could be a wedge in the snow. You could hit a what did I say? I don't know. There could just be so much. There's ice. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that can get in the way on a skateboard. There's rocks. There's bad weather. There's gravel and wood chips and whatever can get in your way, you know? So it's like, it's a totally different animal, totally different beast.
Yeah.
I love it. Now I just want to interview a skateboarder. Tony Hawk, where you at, dude? To also see the development of skateboarding throughout the years. I was talking to one of my friends about this like 5 years ago. Skateboarding has got so complex now.
Really?
So complex. Yeah. Kids are throwing down crazy tricks that you never would have seen ever when I was younger. You wouldn't know any of the names of the tricks or anything. No. So I'm not going to get deep in the weeds with this. But like they're just doing so, like it's so creative. That's the other part of it that I love too, is that it allows you to like think creatively. So anyways, Izzy's into makeup.
I mean, is she?
How are you going to raise a girly girl?
I'm not.
So you're going to force her to be a tomboy?
No, I mean, I'm just going to let her be whatever she's going to be. But I don't think she's going to be a girly girl. I think naturally she's like, oh, nail polish and makeup and whatever. But like, she won't wear a dress. She barely lets me do her hair. Mm-hmm. She literally wants to wear leggings and a t-shirt every single day. She will not wear a sweatshirt. She will not wear a long sleeve shirt. She will not wear jeans. She gets very, very stuck on one pair of shoes for a long time.
Yeah. I think that's how all kids are with some sort of article.
Yeah, quote. I guess. But she's...
I wore the same underwear for 2 weeks once.
Sweet.
That was like a month ago.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think that she's necessarily is going to be girly girl. Mm. I mean, where is she going to get girly girl from? Not me. And she has Caden. So like, I don't really know where she's going to get it from.
I think naturally though, some girls are just that way. I don't know if she's that way.
I have no idea.
She's four. So.
I don't think she is. I don't think she's going to be.
Yeah, I think she's into the normal like girl stuff right now. Like she's four.
I mean, if I think about my niece Ava, because my sister's not girly either. She was girly at Izzy's age too. Like, but she was way more girly. Obsessed with pink, purple, glitter. She always wanted to wear dresses. Like she was really girly as a little girl, and she's not. She's now like softball. Like wears boys' clothes. She doesn't like. Yeah. She doesn't like girls. I mean, she's still girly. She likes doing hair and makeup and stuff, but like, she's not like, I wouldn't consider a girly girl. Would you?
Ava?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just thinking in my head that I feel like there's been a progression of like what that means.
Maybe. Yes.
Right? Because like when I was growing up, girls were in like short booty shorts, like jeans, you know, jean shorts or whatever. And then like sundresses were a thing, all that. But I feel like that has completely gone away. And kind of the look now is more like not super girly. Like
I don't know. I'm like, not girly, so I wouldn't be able to tell
when
you.
When I see girls in like sun hats and like cleavage showing and stuff like that, like I think it's such a rarity. You don't see that really anymore.
I don't know. I don't like have a lot of friends that are like super girly either.
Yeah,
like most of my friends are like, you know, they don't give a fuck about their nails. Like we all get our hair done. I mean some people do certain things like get your eyebrows dyed and waxed or have eyelashes on or whatever, but I don't think I have a lot that are like, oh, I don't want to work out, or, you know, like,
yeah.
I have to have my nails done. I don't really have a lot of friends like that.
Yeah.
I don't think. I'm trying to think.
Some of your friends wear eyelashes?
Maybe.
Should I say the nickname for those?
If you want.
Cumbrellas?
Cumbrellas. I can't think of any... Any of my friends that I know Rachel does them.
Who's Rachel?
Rachel, my CrossFit partner.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like your childhood friends.
I'm thinking of all my friends.
Oh, okay.
As like all my coworkers, all my friends, like all my friends. Yeah. I think Rachel does. I think she might have eyelashes, but like again, I said there's usually some little thing. Like I said, we all get our hair done.
Yeah.
Every girl gets their hair done. There's not a lot of people who don't, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean every girl that I know gets their hair done.
Some girls get Botox.
Okay. Here we go.
But I also don't know if that's very girly either.
Botox?
Yeah. Because all my gym friends get Botox. All
yeah,
of
that's,
them.
That's obviously girly.
I don't know.
I think that there's just some
things. I think that's
things.
Aging, not girly.
I think there's just, no, I know of girls at 18 years old that get lip injections and Botox.
Okay, well, 18-year-olds probably don't need Botox.
I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that there's some things that just naturally, like, well, not think. There are some things for sure that women are naturally attracted to and guys are naturally attracted to, so you can classify them as girly. Yeah. So getting your hair done, yeah, it's girly. Most, like, I get my hair done every 2 weeks. Some people would say that's super hetero of me that I do that, you know, which would mean more like, girly, like that's a more feminine feature that I have, is that I get my hair done every 2 weeks and I get my eyebrows done every 2 weeks.
You don't get your hair cut, you just get it like shaved on the side, which
yeah, how many
every guy does, don't they get their hair cut?
My point is, how many guys are keeping that done every 2 weeks? There's not very many dudes that are keeping up with their looks every 2 weeks, like doing their hair and doing their eyebrows and stuff, you know, so that'd be more a feminine feature. And like dudes that get their nails done and stuff, like that's a feminine thing, you know. So there are some things that like women are more prone to doing than guys are, and guys are more prone to doing than women are.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Who cares? I don't think Izzy's going to be super girly, but who knows and who
yeah,
cares?
Well, I guess we don't really know.
Yeah.
She is into like little girl things, though, I would say.
Yeah. Unicorns.
Like, unicorns, Barbies, puppies. Obsessed with puppies.
Yeah.
But her favorite color is blue. Always has been. So she's not a pink girl.
Oh, I was gonna say, what's wrong with blue?
Nothing. I'm just saying, like, in comparison to Ava, like Ava's favorite colors were like pink and purple, like pink for sure. But Izzy has always been blue.
My favorite color is purple.
I know.
Yeah. My second favorite color is blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she knows all of our favorite colors. And
yeah.
She points it out and we'll like see, she'll see like green and be like, Mama, I see your favorite color.
Yeah.
But she always asks every once in a while just to check up on that.
What's your favorite color?
Justin, what's your favorite color? Out of nowhere.
Yeah. And I go, you know my favorite color.
Yes, she
what
does.
What do you think it is?
She even knows like Natalie. So my friend Anna's daughter, they both go to the same daycare. And Natalie is her best friend at daycare. And she tells me at least once a week what her Natalie's mom's favorite color is,
yeah.
Which is purple.
Yeah.
So it's funny.
That is. Yeah, so life
anyway,
is...
Anyway, children, yeah, what else?
Yeah. I feel like we're really leaning into the parent thing, though. More.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Well, more.
What do you mean?
I don't know, like before I was like really obsessed with work and progress and stuff of that nature, and not that I'm not anymore, but now that I don't have to like run a physical gym, like a business, a brick and mortar, I'm able to like lean more into being a dad and like spending more time and hanging out. And not that I didn't want to do that before, but I feel like I've come to this conclusion that like being a dad is not, I'm willing to sacrifice quantity of time still, but not quality of time anymore. You know what I'm saying? So like it's really important to me. Like 2 weeks ago I took them both to the skate park and took them to get donuts in the morning and stuff for Caden's birthday, but like that was really important to me to make sure that I made the time to be able to do that and have the quality of time rather than like sacrificing the time in the morning, because there's so many other things that I could have done that morning. And I just did it later.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't. I feel like I'm a good dad. I feel like I've always been a good dad. But I have put time, spending time with the kids behind other things before.
Yeah. And I think I still have a hard time with the quality thing versus quantity. Because I still want more time, more time, more time, I think. But then I find myself getting stressed out because I'm like, oh, I have to do laundry and I have to make content for my business and I have to meal prep. And
yeah, I want more.
But then the kids are there, but like I'm not even spending time with them because they're I'm doing all this other stuff.
I want more time too, but I don't think that more time matters if what they're doing is watching TV.
Yeah. So that lately I have been a little bit better about having her go to Molly's house if I have a lot of stuff to do, because I know at Molly's house she's going to be playing with her friends all day.
Right. Because, yeah, I think that that's something that like a lot of parents struggle with, actually, is like you have like being a parent is tough now because you have to work. Like the world is set up in a way where we have to work. So you have to take the kids to childcare. Everybody's taking their kids to childcare. And like we struggle with this too, where we're like, I wish we didn't have to take the kids to childcare because I want them here, want to be with them or whatever. But is it more beneficial for us to have the kids because of our own selfish reasoning that we want more time with them and stuff? Or is it better to let the kids like actually go hang out with friends and have a good time and develop in that way?
Yeah, I feel like this year has been a lot harder for me to like accept that, because Izzy's gonna start school in September. Mm-hmm. And so like I feel this like impending doom of her like getting older, and like
trust me,
like the last couple of months she's gonna be able to like be home with me.
Yeah,
although it's only 4K for a year, so it's half day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like not the end of the world, but it's like, I don't know.
I mean, I get that way literally almost every time Caden's here, where I'm like, he's getting older, man. This is tough. Yeah. He's six. I mean, he's six.
I mean, I feel like I've noticed a big transition in Caden over the last like year for sure. Like going from 4K to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Like transition of like growing up.
Yeah.
Like I can tell like, oh, he's growing up.
Yeah.
Like we found like a truck.
We found a vape and cigarettes in his room.
We did not. We found a truck, like a sand truck or like a little boy truck.
Yeah, like a little Tonka truck.
And I just looked at it and I was like, he's not going to play with that. He won't play with that anymore. Yeah.
What gets me really sad is like, oh man, I have so many regrets.
And I have like all these other things in my brain I can think of that I can compare. Like when he used to not be able to wipe his butt. And he used to not be able to zip his coat. Mm-hmm. That was like a big one for me this year. I was like, oh my God, Caden zips his coat now.
Yeah. Yeah. In the book, in that book that I'm reading, it talks about that, where like your kids are going to grow up and all these memories one day are just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just don't, you won't, they'll mean nothing again. Like they're kind of insignificant because they'll go away. And I think back and it's like, yeah, it's really hard for me to remember a lot of things actually from when he was a baby and stuff. And that's why, like, I think it's so cool in the time that we're in now. And I want to like vlog everything now with him and with Izzy too, because I don't want to let these memories go. You know, back in the day, it was like, some of you youngsters might not know this, but we used to have like cameras with film in it and you'd go get it developed at Walgreens. That used to be the thing. And
I don't think you got it done at Walgreens back in the day, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember we used to literally record on like on tape video cameras for skate edits that we would do. So much skateboarding in this podcast, but this is legit. We used to film on like tape recorders and we would have like Polaroid cameras that we would take pictures of all of our stuff because we wanted to like get sponsorships. Back then, even everything was about sponsors. And we'd take it to like Walgreens or the Photoshop to go get the film developed, or you'd do it yourself if you were like a G, you know. But yeah, you used to do that. So anyway, now I just like, I want to film everything with these kids, especially after reading that in the book, because I'm like, man, I don't want to let these go. I want to remember everything. And like, I personally have so many regrets from Caden growing up. I guess I can't regret it anymore, because if you regret things, that's really bad, right? And you always have that on your mind. But there's so many regrets, and one of my biggest things that I wish I would have done is taken more pictures, more videos. Even though I have an incessant amount of pictures and videos on my phone and on my old computer, I just wish that like I did that.
Yeah, I feel like I noticed actually when I made that reel the other day, I was like, God, I've gotten really bad at taking pictures. Like,
could be a good thing and a bad thing. It means that maybe we're living more in the present.
Yeah, but I just like, one thing I wanted was like a good picture of the two of them on their birthday.
Yeah.
And like,
you got that video of them blowing out the candles.
Yeah, I didn't take that. Anna took that and she sent it
really?
To me. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I took anything either, really.
No. Our moms did.
Yeah,
Your mom took this super cute picture of them on the skateboard together.
Yeah.
When they were, but it's, unfortunately, you know, your mom taking it. So the picture's not good.
It's a boomer.
And it's a super old iPhone, so it's like so pixelated.
Yeah. She was taking, when we were at the skate park, she was taking so many videos and pictures of us because, like, you know, we both were skating.
Yeah.
And then she's like, do you want these videos? I'm like, no, dude, this is a trash video. It's like an iPhone C or whatever.
I know.
You know, not that that's bad, like, because she doesn't need it for anything.
Right.
But yeah,
I think we just need to be more conscious of like taking pictures and videos of them.
Yeah, I'm legitimately thinking about getting a memory card just to have for the kids, mm-hmm. and like a hard drive too, just for kids stuff.
Yeah.
And then just categorize it as 2024, 2025, 2026, that type of thing. Because I don't want memories to go by anymore.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how life goes.
I know.
Wow. So today, here's some tea. Today I'm gonna take my old business partner back his grill. He doesn't
know. So dramatic.
He doesn't know that I'm doing this, but I actually found this interesting. This morning I cracked open my Bible to read, mm-hmm. and the day that I'm supposed to go take my grill or his grill back to him, in the Bible, it's like John 3 or something, I think I was reading. But the verses that I read were talking about not hating anybody and like loving everyone. God is love and all this stuff. And it said that, I know I've told you this before, but this was in a previous part of this, the book of John or whatever too, but now I read the actual thing, that hating another man is the same as murdering. And so I just thought it was really interesting, the timing that I read this verse and the day that I'm doing this thing. Mm-hmm. But I like to say, I don't hate anybody. I don't hate anybody anymore, at least. Because I do often times throughout the day think about what would a good Christian do? What does a good man do? That type of thing. And like, I feel like I've just like let it go completely. Could not be friends, probably. But like, I've just let it go. And I'm ready to just move on with this chapter. And I feel like this is going to be part of that. And also, I need my guitars back.
So if you're watching.
I know you are. He probably has.
Really?
Yeah. But I do need my guitars back too.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Are you sure?
No. I'm not.
I'm good at guitar.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, it's... Yeah, I have to do it. Something that I feel like I have to do. Taking back his stuff to like close out that chapter. And I just think that that's what like a good man would do.
Yeah. Then I think you could work on that with some of these other things that irritate you.
Like what?
Like that company who shall not be named earlier.
Yeah, I don't hate that company or that person at all. It's just, I don't. So my view is you don't have to rock with somebody, you know, and that doesn't mean that you hate them.
And I'll so tell you where, issue. Well, I'll tell you what your issue is.
All right. All right. Therapist, Heather.
Your issue is you have a hard time when people aren't as driven or forward thinking or behave the way that you do. So like if you say you're going to do something, generally you do it. And you have a hard time with people who don't
generally
behave that way.
Like 95% of the time I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what generally means.
Yeah. I do have an issue with that. And I don't think it's wrong to take issue with that. And I also don't think that it's wrong to take or to not associate with somebody because of that.
I agree. But I don't think you need to hold anything inside you. And you've been holding this particular feeling about this particular company inside you since August. So I think that it's time to move on, Christian boy.
Don't make fun of that.
I'm not making fun of it.
Yeah, but the other,
you're just telling me that's why you want to move on from things. Yeah. That's why you want to forgive this other person.
You guys are witnessing a fight in real time.
It's not a fight. It's just
I'm joking.
I'm aligning.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
With that thinking.
I get what you're saying. I also, with this company, though, genuinely don't think the product is worth the money. Worth the money. Because you have, there's,
right.
You have to buy so much throughout the year for that thing to work.
It's not easily functional.
And it's literally almost half the price of some of the other ones on the market that come with a cooling unit. That's why I don't think it's worth the money anymore. Before, all right, screw it. Ice barrel. Everybody's going to know. Everyone's going to know. But it's this. I think the product is really cool and super aesthetic. Yes. Like having it in our yard with our Sisu barrel looks so cool. It's the coolest looking thing. Like it looks better than if we had one of those other tubs outside. If we had a cold plunge, it wouldn't look as cool. Like the company.
The cold plunge looks
nice, but I think the aesthetic of all things being a barrel looks really cool.
Yeah.
And the footprint of the barrels is small. So it's really convenient.
Yeah, true.
But the biggest problem that they have is there's no cooling unit. You have to go out and buy another cooling unit, which will take you up to 200 or like about $2,500-$2,700 for the two together. There's plunges on the market for that much money.
Right. And if you don't want to do that and you want to buy ice instead,
It's way more money. Let me tell you guys this. 1 month when we first got the plunges, when we first got the first ice barrel that we got, I spent $750 in ice that month.
It still just makes me crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
So it's only functional for us
in the winter.
In the winter, and even to a point where we have to keep, if we wanted to use it all winter, especially in Wisconsin because it gets below freezing, we have to keep like a heating element in there.
Yeah.
Keep it so it doesn't freeze solid.
You have to keep a horse trough heater in there.
So when we were in my, we were like in the winter months where it's like, the end of fall, winter. So like November, December, super functional for us. It doesn't like freeze over. It's nice and like it's really cold. So we were using it all of like November and December. And then we went to Miami and it froze solid.
Yeah.
And so then we have to wait until it defrosts, which it probably is now because it's been warm. But we have to wait for it to defrost to clean it or refill it or let it defrost so we can just get in it.
No, I'm in that's the other the other part. Like it's just not a functional unit in general, to be totally honest.
It's not
because
very functional.
Even cleaning it is such a pain because you have the tip, you have the drain, but then to get the extra water out, that the like gross stuff where the sand and all the dirt is or whatever,
bugs.
Yeah, bugs. You have to tip it over. And then when you tip it over, the water still doesn't come out because there's this wedge like that. So it like gets around the brim. So then you have to somehow try to find a way to reach in with a towel to damp it all up and to wipe it down. And then you have to keep it on its side so you can put the soap in it, put a little bit of water in it, and then scrub. Like it's the most unfunctional unit that there is because there's no filtration system. Like at least in the other plunges, they're like a bath. So you can drain it, you can dump it, you can just scrub. It's really easy access. It's easy to clean and stuff. But again, I think the ice barrel aesthetically is the coolest looking plunge on the market. There's another company, I forget what it is, but they kind of ripped the ice barrel look off of them, and it looks way more functional. But for almost the same price as the barrel, well, like $3,000, you can you get a cooling unit with it, mm-hmm. and that's really cool. But the next plunge that we get, I think, has to be like a tub. It can't be like that. And anyway, the winter thing is really bothersome too, because it's not like you can put an ice barrel in your house.
I mean, we put it in the sunroom once.
And it got wet everywhere.
That was, yeah, in the summer. So it was really hot in our sunroom. Yeah. So it would like condensate right. or whatever.
So like, but the thing is like, if you're going to put it in your house too, it's going to get wet on the floor and stuff. And then that's extra cleanup that you have to do. On top of that, if you want to drain it, you got to connect the hose, put it out the door, make sure that you do that. Then you're cleaning it inside because it's winter out. So you don't want to clean it outside. There's so many just like things like I love the barrel. I think it's cool, but it's just not functional whatsoever. Yeah,
I would agree. It's not the most functional thing.
So that being said, any plunge companies out there, we are super open ears to sponsorship and to...
I know. I genuinely like to regularly plunge, but it has to... At some point, I have to like choose... I have to prioritize things. Like, mm-hmm. I can't be prioritizing. Like, when you were prioritizing Ice Barrel when you first got it and you were getting ice every freaking day, it was horrible.
I wanted to see if it really worked, though. And it did.
It does, yeah. I mean, I definitely I was doing it twice wish a day. I could be doing it every day. But I can't possibly be worried about the Ice Barrel. I have way too many other things, and it's way too much stress. So... yeah, a functional cold plunge would be nice, but
yeah, and to be honest with you, cold plunge is what I would like to prioritize over sauna any day of the week. I love sauna for the detox and for the detoxification, how I feel, like my brain feels really good in the morning the next day, stuff like that. But the problem is with the sauna too, and I feel like we're complaining about like first world issues. We're not really complaining. We're just talking about what we'd rather do, but I love the sauna. I wish I could prioritize it every day, but the fact is that it takes 15 to 20 minutes for a sauna session. Mm-hmm. So like not only that, but you have to wait till it heats up, then you get in. It's like all these super sick entrepreneurs on Instagram and stuff don't really talk about time management when it comes to recovery. Like if you want to have a regular sauna practice, you better dang well make sure that you have all your ducks in a row throughout the day, that your kids are put in bed by 7:30, 8 p.m., and that they do not get out of bed. Mm-hmm. For most people, this stuff is just not, like, super accessible and doable. The cold plunge is.
Yeah.
Because it's only 3 minutes, and it stays on all day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cold plunges. Hit us up, anyone. Anyone. We might not quite be there yet, but anyone, just hit us up. We want one. The chili goat looks sick.
Yeah, chili goat. What was that other monkey one that you were looking
at? Polar monkey. Yeah, that one's by Steffi Cohen.
Yeah, those look cool too.
I just like the graffiti mm-hmm. on the side. But the chili goat looks sick because Colton have the, he doesn't have the double, right? He has the single, but it turns into a hot tub.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Justin Medeiros has the double. That just looks so cool.
It does.
I would love to have a cold tub next to a hot tub.
Which is funny because you tell me how much you hate like baths.
I do not like going in a hot tub by itself. I think that's the dumbest thing. If it doesn't feel good. But
it does feel good.
No. Going from like when we were at
Kalahari.
No. When we were at resort. When we were at Savannah, going from cold tub to hot tub, that's really nice. That feels great. But just chilling in a hot tub is not cool. Mm, mm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
what do you think about steroids in CrossFit?
I think we're at the end of this one.
She wants to get off.
I have to pee really bad and we got
to
move on. It's been
an hour. I have to pee bad too. Has it been an hour?
Yep.
Yeah, we got to go to the gym and train.
Yes.
So anyway, thank you guys so much for watching this podcast. If you did like it, remember to hit that like button. If you're on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, whatever, make sure that you give us a review. Hit those 5 stars because we are worthy of 5 stars. We're a Michelin podcast. And then in the show notes and the description of this YouTube video, if you guys feel like supporting us at all, we will put our affiliate links. We would really appreciate it if you did. We got Paper Street Coffee. You get, I think, between 10 and 20% off. I don't really know what it is. I think it's 20% off. CXC is our code. Otherwise, just hit that link. It'll take you straight to our code, give you that percentage off. We really like Frost as the nitro cold brew in a can. And we like Stella. Mm-hmm. Those are the grounds that we use. And then Hair Strong Band will be in the back. That's how our hair stays up during all these podcasts while we're headbanging.
It'll be going in soon.
And they really are the best headbands on the market. And then if you want the best sleep...
Hair ties, not headband.
Hair ties, that's right. Because I wear Lululemon headbands.
Maybe Hair Strong Band will make a headband.
Yeah, maybe. And then if you want the best sleep on the market, obviously Third Z. Mm-hmm. So all those will be in the description. All those will be in the show notes. Thank you guys so much for watching. We hope you have a good one. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.